Morning, Brad.
Good morning, boys. Come on, the toughest sport has got to be basketball, boys. Come on.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. Well, look, we're talking expansion. Basketball's taken the three-on-three concept and running with that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and it's going to be in the next Olympics as well. So it's going to be brilliant.
Do you reckon rugby league should play three-on-three?
What are you doing?
Three-on-three, you reckon? That's going to be odd.
Everyone's
big field for three-on-three.
Everyone's coming up with an exciting initiative.
Is it, what are they doing with 5-on-5 basketball?
I will say, by only 2 cents worth, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I love State of Origin.
Are they still doing 5-on-5 basketball at the Olympics too?
Yeah.
So there's 5-on-5 and 3-on-3.
We are a good chance to win a medal, because don't forget, we've got 9 guys in the NBA.
Yeah, we do, including Ben Simmons, who... Yeah, well, we keep hearing about him all the time.
Can't make the All-Stars teams.
Ridiculous.
Goes okay.
It's a rort, that.
You know what? He's going to make about $1 billion, I reckon. That'll make him feel comfortable.
You reckon he'll be right?
Yeah. You'll be in the All-Stars.
He's just a battler.
You're fine, mate. You're fine. Just drive a Ferrari. You're okay, mate.
Now, tell me about... he won't fit in a Ferrari. That's the only problem
he's
got.
Exactly,
mate, I've been in a Ferrari and I don't fit in it.
But he could fit in the back and get someone to drive it for him.
Well, Magnum fitted in one.
That'll do me. Top four's done, mate.
Are we going there?
No, we're not going there. Stop. We're not going there with Magnum. Top four's done. Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth and New Zealand, the NBL. There's a week off this week, but as they get ready for the playoffs, it'll be a big playoff series.
It'll be great. Look, the best four teams by far in the for this season are in the top four. There is a weekend off, as you said, because the Australian Boomers are actually playing qualifying rounds for the World Cup. They last night, just a quick update, they beat Philippines 84-68. So that's a good thing for them. But yeah, the NBL starts on March 3rd, and it's going to be a fantastic series. Melbourne will play New Zealand, and Perth will play Adelaide. Oh, jot that in the diaries and watch that on Fox 503. It's going to be a beauty.
Ooh, we look forward to that. Now, the grand final will be a 5-game series?
Yeah, this will be really good. Look, in my prediction, I think Melbourne and Adelaide with home court advantage should win the first series against each other, against their clubs. And I think New Zealand and Perth have just limped in. They've had injuries and just everything that's gone on. So Melbourne and Adelaide are humming at the moment. They'll then go there. Melbourne will have home court advantage. 5-game series. I'm just praying it goes to 5 because I just don't want it to end. They are two teams that are up and down. It'll be an unbelievable series.
Yeah, it certainly will be. The Kings, they finished with a cracking end to the season. Interestingly, the MVP was Jerome Randle.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, surprisingly, if you say this, he actually played 19 games.
Oh, really? I would have said 10.
Exactly. And that's where people were like, really? Is that all? You know, hasn't played many. Well, he did. He actually played 19. It was just those first 9 games that were horrendous for the Kings, and they had to make changes. So, so he played a number of games. So he certainly played enough. But, oh, look, he was MVP by far. He was just amazing the way he's played. He will be re-signed for next year because the club has an option on him. Kevin Lish has already signed. So that's going to be an unbelievable backcourt. And the Kings, they should be proud of what they've done. Overall, obviously, it's been not a great season by not making the playoffs. But they won the last 6 out of 7. So, you know, that's good for next year.
Didn't they win their first 6 the previous season, then fell in a hole?
Yeah, you're right.
So
they've got a good end and a good start. They've just got to put it all together now.
Just put it all together. They started well and ended well. So let's go third time lucky.
All right. So the deal will get done with Randle.
The deal will be done. The only reason you wouldn't, it was the club option, right? The club just had the option whenever they want to take it up. And of course, see the season out, just make sure everything goes smooth, everything's okay and like it is now, then you take up his option. So I think it's a very smart move by the Sydney Kings, great organisation by Jeff Van Groningen to get that option for him. And now he's back next year, hopefully, and we're all good to go.
Yeah, certainly. Now, some of the other awards out of the Kings season, Members Player of the Year, Jerome Randle, unsurprisingly. Club Man of the Year?
Yeah, Jason Kadee. So I finished off with a 30-point game on Saturday night, and so a local Sydney boy. So he got that. And the best defensive player, who I think Dane Pinot is his name. I played against his father, Brad. That's showing my age. But he was one of those kids at the beginning of the season where I just didn't know where he was fitting in. But he came home in that last quarter to half of the season. He was really good. And hopefully they sign him again up. So he was best defensive and most inspirational award. Well, Tommy Garlett. Look, it might be his last game that he played for the Sydney Kings. He's been a stalwart 6 years or 7 years that he's played for him, and he's done a fantastic job. So congratulations to Big Bad Tommy.
Brad, as always, look forward to the final series. Look forward to talking to you again, and we'll catch you soon, mate.
Absolutely, boys. Go playoffs.